charter schools have been around in North Carolina for about a decade and a half. And for most of that time, the relationship between charters and traditional public schools has alternated between frosty and hostile. Baker Mitchell's been around for most of that time. He opened his first charter school in 2000 outside of Wilmington. He opened a second 6 years later and has a third opening this fall.
One of the fundamental reasons for introducing charter schools is to put an element of competition into the education arena and let parents make the choice.
Mitchell cites competition and the monopoly held by traditional public schools and the State Board of Education in his call for a separate charter school board.
When you have two governmental agencies that are in the same area competing for people to provide the same service, one should not have regulatory authority over the other.
A new charter school board would have full authority to open, supervise, and, if necessary, close charter schools. Any decisions it made could be overturned by the State Board of Education, but only by a 3/4 majority. It seems like just the sort of bill that would sail through the Republican-controlled legislature. Republicans have long sought to create what they call choice within the public school system. One of their first acts, when they gained control of the General Assembly 2 years ago, was to lift the cap of 100 charter schools in the state. But while a charter school board seems like a natural next step to some Republicans, others see something else.
I don't like train wrecks, and I see a train wreck coming.
Bill Coby is the chair of the State Board of Education. Coby's Republican bona fides are impeccable. He's been a U.S. congressman, chair of the state Republican Party, state secretary of both transportation and the Department of Environment, Health, and Natural Resources, a candidate for governor, and a board member at the Jesse Helms Center. And while he's been the chair of the State Board of Education for less than 2 months, he knows when he sees something he doesn't like.
I see potential conflicts of interest because the people who operate them and are in that business are going to want to be on that board. And when I read the Code of Ethics, I think that's a problem.
The state constitution gives specific authority to the State Board of Education to run public schools. Coby says the legislation to create a separate charter school board is therefore unconstitutional. Mitchell, the owner of three charter schools, disagrees, and he says any conflict of interest issues are covered by existing regulations.
Well, you always have conflicts of interest on any board. A medical board will have doctors on it, and their practices will be affected by their decisions. The conflicts of interest, the potential, will be there on any competent board that you have.
Both men say they support charter schools. And other charter advocates, especially those from out of state, are keeping a close eye on both the legislation and the makeup of whatever board ends up overseeing charter schools. Jeff Richmond is president and CEO of the National Association of Charter School Authorizers.
It's very important that the commission not be perceived as being pro-charter or anti-charter. The people on that body have to be, you know, first-rate professionals, objective, have high standards, be focused on, you know, doing what's right for kids and for taxpayers.
Coming to a consensus on what's right for kids and taxpayers is not an easy task, especially in a state where the fight over charter schools has been a bare-knuckle brawl for so long. But in some districts across the state, charter schools and traditional public schools are talking about a more cooperative existence. State Board Chair Bill Coby says two separate boards will derail that progress.
One size doesn't fit all, so we've got to look at the whole spectrum of education and try to make everything as strong as we can.
The bill that would create a separate charter school board has passed the Senate and is expected to be taken up by the House soon. Governor Pat McCrory, the man who appointed Coby, would have to sign it for it to become law. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.